Dikembe Mutombo, pretty famous among NBA fans in the 1990s and early 2000s. His 7-foot frame ruled the basketball court, racking up records, earning him a spot in the Hall of Fame. But that pales in comparison to the celebrity and stature that Dikembe Mutombo has in his native Congo, where he's built a hospital and is an influential force in public health.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Dikembe Mutombo. Je m'adresse à vous aujourd'hui.
This is a recent PSA Mutombo made for the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Ebola est une réalité et la situation est difficile.
Speaking directly into the camera, he tells viewers that Ebola is real and how to prevent it and get treatment. Fighting Ebola is a current focus of Dikembe Mutombo's extensive humanitarian work. He was in the DRC this month and just returned to his home in Atlanta.
I'm not going to stop spreading the word to educate my people until we understand that the virus has gone.
We've been hearing so much about mistrust about Ebola in the east
yes.
of the country. And even this week, you probably know the health minister resigned over frustrations
yes.
and how the response is being handled. How deep is the mistrust of the vaccine, of foreigners, even Congolese health workers?
I think the mistrust comes from the fact that people in the Ituri, in the province where the pandemic have touched, you have suffered long enough, almost for the last 20 years, and they have not seen the outside world come to them to rescue them, to help them. Then suddenly the virus came in, the pandemic of Ebola came in, ravaged the entire region. Then we see more Jeep and 4x4 being driven by people with the white coats that we never seen before. So those people are wondering, okay, you came now, you wanted me to be treated. Where were you when my wife, my daughter, my son had been killed or been raped? Why you never came for 20 years? And I think that what kind of frustration is coming in. It will take a little bit of time for population to understand that these people came here to save your life, came here to improve your living condition and protect you. And we just need to gain trust from them.
Do you think Congolese are open to your messages of getting treatment? I mean, can the words of Dikembe Mutombo make a difference?
Of course. I think our role is my voice. You know, I'm the man of a big statue around the globe. And I think when I speak, people listen. When I was in Congo, I was applauded by almost everyone that I encountered from the airport all the way to the city.
Did you manage to travel to the east of the DRC to see what's going on in those
provinces? No, that's part of the region that I never got a chance to go in through my lifetime. Hopefully one day I will. But let's work with the partners who are on the ground. We all are praying. We just have to keep praying.
In terms of the health infrastructure in DRC right now, what does a country most need to fully eradicate this Ebola outbreak?
Education. You know, we were able to eradicate Ebola in Sierra Leone, in Liberia, and other parts of the world because of the education. We were able to eradicate Ebola in Congo in 74, 78, and in the 90s, 94, 95, 97. All this time, Ebola have come back in a province in the northwest of Congo, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the jungle. They did that because of education. Like the Old Testament said, people perish because of lack of knowledge. So knowledge becoming a key here. So many people, where the Ebola is happening, they are so remoted from the major city. So I think maybe we need to improve our distance of the radio so everyone can have access to the rest of the world with the communication.
Maybe it's about building a radio station and not a hospital.
No, we're still building a hospital. we're still building, but you cannot build a hospital almost in every area of the continent of Africa. But you can build a small community center and educate people.
Dikembe, one last question. This is about basketball, because I have to. You're one of the players getting a pro basketball league off the ground on the African continent. Your next stop is Senegal, I understand. What is the mega plan? When do things launch?
We are just so excited for this NBA league coming to African continent. The launching will take place in January 2020. That's when the league officially open and its first game will be played in the continent. I'm just so happy that young Africans will have a chance to be exposed to the rest of the world, to the NBA, to NCAA, where they will be discovered. Africa is a continent full of talent. My dream was I didn't want to be the last African player playing in the NBA. And I dedicated myself 30-plus years ago that I will continue to go to the continent to lay the foundation of basketball, so to encourage more young people to join the game. NBA coming to Africa is a dream come true for Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo, thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.